401. Hey, everybody. Good Monday morning. We do have those flash flood warnings in effect. A look at that flash flood watch as well. I don't think the watch is somewhat irrelevant, actually. The warning, clearly. The overriding concern here as we continue to still see some of the showers and storms, and as is often the case, even after it stops, that's when you have issue with some of the flowing water and the overrunning water and the unfortunate aspects that come along with this sort of rain. So we will keep you updated on that. Friday, what would be considered pretty big news day, dropping on a Friday, old Merrick Garland coming out and gaslighting the old U.S. of A. once again. It was interesting to watch and listen, observe the initial reaction to this, the attempt to gauge what does this mean. And over the weekend, what appears to have happened is a little bit of reality setting in. And the recognition that, consistent with this administration, nothing is done in the name of justice. I mean, nothing is done. Oh, might finally get held accountable. No. The Justice Department, when dealing with the Biden administration, when dealing with Democrats on a national level, their job is to protect them. Their job is to help advance the cause. It isn't justice. Now, this isn't to say that the Justice Department, outside of the world of politics, doesn't at times operate in a manner, non-politically speaking, that oftentimes leads to justice being served. When it comes to Biden, when it comes to the Washington elite, when it comes to the politics of the day, particularly, again, coming out of Washington, D.C., and it's not just out of Washington. I mean, you know, if you're a pro-lifer, if you are somebody who shoots a pro-lifer, you know, I mean, the Justice Department clearly is activated in a political manner there when it comes to parents at school board meetings. And so, you know, I get it. I understand, and we all want desperately, well, many of us, we just want to see justice served. That's it. It's that simple. You get some of these Democrats, and I understand the perspective from, you know, which they come, but, you know, like, well, I don't understand what people want. Justice. You know, I mean, is it that hard to understand? That's all the American people want, at least some of us anyhow. The absolute clear. It is absurd. Absurd. To pretend as if there's no evidence, anything wrong. We see this. And it tells us that Washington, D.C. is totally, completely corrupt. At least the portion that is occupied by Democrats. Not that Republicans don't also have a level of corruption. It's filled with people, of course. And with people oftentimes come corruption. But there's, you know, there's this blurred line, I suppose, or it's a lack of focus of oftentimes understanding what's the difference between corruption within an institution and an institution being corrupt. You know, you can go to a restaurant, for example. And you can't, let's say the restaurant, I always use the restaurant analogy. I use the restaurant analogy because we all go to restaurants. We understand restaurants. We've all had certain experiences in restaurants. You could go to a restaurant, and let's say you don't know any different. You've never been to this restaurant before. And it's just horrible. Bad management. I mean, right now, some of you in your minds can think of some area restaurants that fit this bill. It's, you're like, every time we go, why do we even come to this place? Or other people go, and you're like, why do you even go there? I mean, you know the management's horrible. You know the place is run horribly. That being said, most likely there still is an employee or two or three that are really great, and you even feel sorry for them, right? You think, oh, man, know, this is the one bright star out of this mess of a restaurant, of an institution. And so you can, but that, just because you know of and you have experience with one or two or three of the folks within that restaurant that is good and they're good people and they're really trying, you still recognize the restaurant as a whole. It's just, it's a cluster. And on the flip side, you can have a restaurant you go to and it's run extremely well, but that doesn't mean every employee that they hire is going to be fantastic. But you know, if there is an employee that, you know, maybe you see them swiping a tip off a table, or you recognize that they aren't up to snuff, you know, if you talk to management, they're going to be taken care of, because as an institution, it's run well. We talk a lot about some of these different institutions, and there is this need, particularly amongst conservatives, to distinguish between, you know, the corruption of the institution versus the guys and gals on the ground. You know, it's almost this required caveat to say ahead of time, you know, the vast majority of people in the Department of Justice, or the vast majority of people in the FBI are you know, great people. The problem that we have is when the institution itself is corrupt. That's where you have the real problem. And that is what more and more of America every day is waking up and recognizing. And so when the institution of the Justice Department stands up, Merrick Garland stands up and makes some sort of announcement and talks about justice, and it is one purpose and one purpose only, and that is whatever their political desire is. And I've said from the beginning, and I hold fast to this, the only way anyone in the Biden family is going to be in any way, shape, or form held, quote, held accountable is if it is going to help advance them to whatever the next step is. And you know, that if that gets to the point where it's getting rid of the Bidens because they feel as if that is going to potentially lead to Donald Trump as president or some Republican gaining power, as long as Biden is still in the picture, then they're going to go after the Bidens. Right now, this move, and I'm sure over the weekend there's been a lot of discussion of this, you know, going from, what does this mean? Oh my gosh, they've been backed into a corner. Well, this is an escape chute, if you will. This is an allowance, not just to, if they choose to go this path, not simply to cover for the Bidens, but clear the Bidens. We're going to get an update from the newsroom with Jason Reimer here, and update you also on the weather. There is a flash flood warning until 9:45 for much of the listening area, so we'll have that as well. Here is Reimer with the latest news.
A boat explosion on Friday at Lake of the Ozarks leaves 16 people hurt. The Highway Patrol says it happened at Millstone Marina. Troopers say gas fumes built up in the engine area and a spark set off the explosion. Those injuries were minor to moderate. A measure that will become law at the end of August will help unemployed adults with disabilities. Republican Representative Melanie Stinnett from Springfield says it will help reduce barriers for employment. The Missouri Employment First Act requires state agencies to provide employment-related services or support to people with disabilities. It also ensures they receive the opportunity to explore education and training to become employed. An American Red Cross volunteer from Springfield is helping wildfire victims in Hawaii. Julie Stolting will be in Maui for 3 weeks. She'll be assisting with the coordination of the Red Cross workforce there. I'm Jason Reimer, Springfield's Talk.
First alert forecast, flash flood warning until 9:45 for Southern Dade, Green, Jasper, and Northern Lawrence counties. There is a chance we'll continue to see some of these morning showers and storms. It will be a mostly sunny day. High today of 79, down to 58 tonight. Mostly sunny, 75 tomorrow. And then Wednesday, sunny with a high of 81.
good one. Sarah Myers, you had a hard time getting up this morning.
I did. Well, it's this weather.
I know.
I really enjoy this type of weather. I like
to
lay in bed and watch the thunder and hear the rain.
The thunder? Do you really watch it?
I mean,
it?
What's it look like? The lightning. Leave me alone. See, I had a hard time getting up this morning.
Poor thing.
I know. Hey, believe it or not, but fall will be here before you know it. And if you are a hunter, right now is the best time to head down to Quick Draw and Monette for all of your firearm needs. Now, right now, Quick Draw is hosting their annual summer clearance sale. So it is a great time to snag a deal. And I also recommend that you follow them on social media, especially their Facebook, because they do a great job at posting what's new in the shop, different sales that they have throughout the week, and whenever they do a major restock. And if you take a trip down there, make sure to tell Brad I said hello. Now, for directions to their shop or for just their contact information, head over to KSGF.com and click on the Sarah's Endorsements tab.
Streaming live, KSGF.com. Of course, if you miss any of the show, we do have the on-demand section, we have the app, and we do stream video, our video feed on Facebook, 1041 Nick Reed. That's sponsored by Springfield Wraps. The announcement coming on Friday of this David Weiss appointment as special counsel. I sit and listen to this guy. Justice it's just so gross. They are such. It's almost cringy listening to, because we all know it's total BS. Merrick Garland announced Friday he was appointing the same person that for 4.5 years has been dragging his feet on prosecuting or investigating Hunter Biden and then coordinated with the Justice Department to craft that joke of a deal that essentially was a get-out-of-free-jail card. Oh, I don't know about you, but I feel so much better about this now. Garland said upon considering his request, as well as the extraordinary circumstances relating to this matter, I have concluded that it is in the public interest to appoint him as a special counsel. Now, listen, I'm just going to hit on a few brief points that I'm sure many of you, if you've been following this and reading commentary and getting the assessments from legal experts, that you've heard a number of these points here, but they are very important. And number one, a special counsel. The entire point of the special counsel is to remove all politics as best as possible from an investigation. This is similar to a scenario, and we've seen these here, if you have some sort of concern about an event that took place involving a county sheriff's department, and they will at times call in Missouri Highway Patrol to do the investigation, even if you've got the best people in charge. And in fact, oftentimes, it's the most honest people in charge, the ones who you need to worry about the least, that are the ones to bring in an outsider because they don't even want the mere appearance of any sort of conflict. And so you aren't supposed to have somebody within the federal, first off, anyone within the federal government doing this. Ken Starr, of course, was special counsel back during the Clinton era, and there are a number of other special counsels that are in play currently. But this is in defiance of the purpose of a special counsel, let alone, aside from having somebody that is a federal prosecutor, having the exact same federal prosecutor who's been investigating Hunter Biden this entire time and who crafted this get out of jail free deal that was so egregious, that was acknowledged by the Biden administration as something that's never even ever been done before. The judge kicked it out. That's the guy that's going to be in charge. It makes the independent counsel moot. irrelevant in terms of the purpose for its entire existence. Now, politically, what it allows Democrats to do, which they've already done. Oh, Republicans, see, this proves Republicans are never happy. There were however many Republican senators that signed a letter demanding a special counsel be appointed. And here they get it and they're complaining about it. Well, yeah. That's because the way that it's being set up, it makes it irrelevant. It is special counsel in name only. Spino. This is a Spino, special counsel in name only. But it allows them, and this is just one of the benefits to the Democrat Party, to claim that this is all political, and Republicans were calling for something, and now that they got what they wanted, they're saying it's not enough. See, they're not really interested in justice at all. They're just interested in politics. So you've got that component to it. There is also the fact that we have been subject to the talking points from Merrick Garland himself and the Democrats in the media that there never was a need for a special counsel. Why? Merrick Garland told us, and then it was mimicked by the media and Democrats, that Weiss, as a prosecutor, already had all of the powers that a special prosecutor would also have, so there was absolutely no need. It would serve no purpose whatsoever. This is what we were told by these very same people. It would be irrelevant to give special counsel status to Weiss because Weiss already had the exact same powers as a special prosecutor would have, so there's no point in appointing one. Okay, well then why now? Now, of course, you and I know it's political. It is such a farce. There's another component to this that is all powerful. And frankly, it has gotten to potential, if they want it to be, best case scenario for the Bidens and for the Democrats. When a prosecutor is determining through an investigation whether or not to file charges, if they don't, then they don't, right? It's like, we've decided not to. A special counsel does a full-blown investigation and then, subsequent to the investigation, does a report that gets released. Robert Mueller did this. This is where the Democrats got so angry because Robert Mueller's report was like, there wasn't really any Russian collusion. Given that this has shifted from a prosecutorial jurisdiction in which the decision would be made to either not go forward, whatever, this is going to allow a little book report to be written up by Weiss, which can not only include, we didn't find anything wrong, but exoneration. So that Democrats and the Biden campaign can run around saying, the Republicans got what they want. They got this special, independent counsel. They got this special, scenario that they wanted so desperately to set up. And even what they wanted led to the conclusion that Joe Biden did nothing wrong. It cleared, we'll hear that terminology, should this be the direction that the Justice Department wants things to go. So not only are we going to potentially see, but this opens the doorway to it, a lack of any accountability by those in Biden world, we will see them handed the gift of the exoneration talking point. And incidentally, because Weiss has slow-walked this investigation for 4.5 years and allowed the vast majority of all of these crimes to expire beyond the statute of limitations. There really isn't much anyhow with any major teeth in terms of accountability that can be utilized at this point anyhow. They have allowed this clock. This is why the investigation has taken 4+ years, is so that it can allow these limitations to expire and then, in an almost unheard of manner, not even trying to get that statute of limitations extended. And another bonus for the Democrats. And this is something that's we had talked about a couple months ago regarding the potential special counsel component here. You know, Weiss was supposed to be called to testify before Congress. You think that's going to happen now? The damaging information, the revelation of everything that we know about the bank records, the emails, the phone calls, all of this has only come out because Republicans have been in control of the House. And they have had the ability to subpoena certain information. This allows a giant wall to be thrown up, and it allows, as we go into the campaign season for the Biden campaign, the Justice Department, also part of the Biden campaign, all of these protectors here to say, oh, sorry, there's an ongoing special counsel. We can't allow that person to testify. We can't turn over that information. Every bit of this has the component to protect, to continue with the Department of Justice acting as a sword and shield and the campaign arm of the Biden campaign. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.
Try that in a small town. See how far you make it there.
We got a Local for Less Ozarks coming up. Half off voucher this Friday, 10 a.m. at KSGF.com. 37 North Expeditions. You can get $100 voucher for only $50. 37 North Expeditions. I'd recommend you check them out. You could do horseback riding, wine tasting, hiking, kayaking, mountain biking, all sorts of different customized adventures. So again, that 50% off will be coming up at KSGF.com this Friday, 10 a.m. Before you make it there. I want a great homeloan.com with the Carriker team making an announcement on, I guess it was this last Friday, about some changes they were making that are going to allow just for better rates, better options for folks. They're always doing whatever they can to craft the best possible scenarios for all of you when it comes to home loans. And it varies person to person, scenario to scenario, case to case. What may be the best for you may not be the best for someone else, depending on whether you're a veteran, you're not a veteran. You have money to put down, you don't have money to put down. What sort of credit do you have? They figure all of that out so that you have all the best options available to you. Every step they take, it's with that goal in mind. I've used them myself. I've been recommending them for years. It's iwantagreathomeloan.com because you do. Coming up, now there have been articles, four articles of impeachment introduced regarding Joe Biden, and we'll get to those here in just a moment, what the four articles are specifically. Trump has revealed his stance on a potential plea deal. As you know, some have. It's so sad that the current justice system is recognized so thoroughly as being nothing but political, that there is open discussion, even amongst Democrats, Trump haters, as to what sort of deal the Justice Department could make in order to get him not to run. We've heard these discussions that, well, you know, they could, Trump could strike a deal with the Justice Department that if he doesn't run, he gets this. Now, just for a moment, think about what an indication of how corrupt our system is. That you have, again, anti-Trump people, people that don't like Trump, people that love Biden, that openly not only recognize, but think it's perfectly valid for the Justice Department under the president who's running for re-election to threaten prison time to the political opposition unless he decides to not run for president against him. Because that's what that discussion is about. They don't word it that way, of course. But we've got to recognize anytime you hear the discussion about a potential plea deal in which Trump would agree not to run to have the charges dropped, that scenario is one in which Joe Biden is using the Justice Department to threaten to imprison his political opposition unless he agrees not to run against him. That's exactly what that is. You also have some of these, I don't know how much of this is just ignorance, how much of it is a disassociation from reality and truth, how much of it is political, but you have some of these folks like Chris Christie and some establishment Republicans and Democrats claiming the only reason that Trump is running is to stay out of prison, which of course is insane, because if Trump really didn't want to have to deal with any of this, he wouldn't be running for president. The only reason any of this is occurring is because he's running for president. And the fact that people like Chris Christie and some others don't recognize that shows, again, either that they too want to see the Justice Department used to target people like Donald Trump, or they're so naive and out of touch with reality that it's dangerous. I've always believed Trump is the last person, not that any scenario is impossible, Trump is the last person to ever agree to a plea deal on something like this. And this is what he's indicating. Trump reveals his stance on a potential plea deal, made it very clear he has no intention of accepting a plea deal after being indicted 3 times this year by Biden's Department of Justice. A reporter asking Trump at the Iowa State Fair, is there any chance you'll take a plea deal? In response, Trump remained innocent and said that he did nothing wrong so that a plea deal would be out of the question. Quote, I don't take plea deals. We did nothing wrong. We don't ever take a plea deal. We don't take a plea deal. It's a wise guy question. You're just a wise guy. We don't take plea deals because I did nothing wrong. It's called election interference. Former president, of course, is noted by town hall facing spending the rest of his life in prison while Biden and his sons, gets off scot-free and so forth and so forth. We know that. So any suggestion that Trump might take any sort of plea deal, he is dismissing out of hand. And I also, I just, it's not Trump. And it doesn't mean that the impossible can't ever occur, but nonetheless, I don't think the odds are in the favor of any sort of deal. I forgot to give the weather. Flash flood warning until 9:45 for southern Dade, Green, Jasper, northern Lawrence counties. High today of 79, 58 tonight, and only 75 tomorrow with it being mostly sunny. Coming up, 4 articles of impeachment alleging high crimes for Biden. A brief overview of what each of those 4 are in just moments. I'm Nick Reed.
Look at Sarah Meyer.
Thank you. Well, if you're just now waking up and you've noticed some problems with your roof, maybe you've got some full-blown leaks happening or your gutters are just not keeping up with the rain, maybe you've had some shingles make their way off of your roof and into the yard, or maybe you've just started to notice yellowing on your ceiling, it is time to call my friends over at the Pyramid Roofing Company. Now, I don't know about you, but I like simple, and that is the way that the Pyramid Roofing Company works. They make the process of getting a new roof or just a roof repair as simple as possible. They'll come out, they'll do a free estimate for you. They'll get on your roof, take tons of photos and videos so you don't have to get up there, and then they'll show you exactly what is going on. And then they work with you on creating a plan that's going to work best for you. Like I said, maybe you don't need a whole new roof. Maybe you need just a roof repair. Either way, the Pyramid Roofing Company, they're not going to try to use scare tactics, or they're not going to try to upsell you if you are in one of those situations where you need just that roof repair. They'll let you know, and then they'll get you taken care of. So the next time a storm moves through the Ozarks, you will have that peace of mind. And that's thanks to the Pyramid Roofing Company. You can give them a call today, and you can find all of that contact information for Josh and the Pyramid Roofing Company under the Sarah's Endorsements tab at KSGF.com.
Articles of impeachment officially introduced against Biden, though where it will go, we don't know. All the information that I have, I don't want to say received, it makes it sound like I've got some inside track here, but just my observations are that impeachment is at least a vote on articles of impeachment are most likely inevitable. I suspect McCarthy, though, wants to do it in a manner that he believes it's most likely going to get traction. Let's not forget, we have a number of Republicans that aren't real. I mean, listen, the Adam Kinzingers, the Liz Cheneys, they still exist. They're in there. These are people that hate Trump. These are Republicans that would probably rather see between Trump v. Biden, Biden win. They may not love Biden, but they just hate Trump so much. And frankly, a lot of it's jealousy because he connects so well with the American people. That just drives them nuts. So much of it is a hatred driven by jealousy. And you've got to get those individuals on board with these articles of impeachment. And you have Republicans that are afraid that they are gonna, you know, be portrayed as just trying to get revenge and playing politics, and they have no spines whatsoever. They have no convictions, and so they will be more concerned about being loved by their local editorial boards and, you know, having these editorials written about, oh, how great they are, showing their independence from the anti-Biden Republican wing and the politics of the day, and showing that they are more concerned about doing what's right for the country than they are about getting Biden and trying to get Trump in the White. And they just love that sort of attention. And because Republicans do not hold that much of a majority in the House, McCarthy has to deal with the realistic notion here that it's not necessarily as easy as, well, we have the majority, so we're going to be able to get articles of impeachment passed. That being said, there have been some introduced. Article 1. Abuse of power, bribery, Hobbs Act, extortion, and honest services fraud. Robert Hunter Biden and James Biden sold access. This is part of the articles of impeachment and how they read. Hunter Biden and James Biden sold access to then Vice President Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., being Joe Biden, while he was in office from 2009 to 2017, and sold promised access to a future Biden presidential administration while he was out of office from 2017 to 2021. Hunter and James appear to have promised official actions by Joe Biden in return for payments and business opportunities from foreign and domestic business partners. Joe Biden assisted by making appearances, phone calls, meetings with the business partners, and knowingly allowing his family members to promise access to him and actions by him in furtherance of these schemes. Hunter Biden threatened business partners that official actions could be taken against them if they did not meet terms or payments, the filing continues. In at least one instance, Hunter implied that Joe Biden was aware of these threats and willing to assist in enforcing the threats, potentially through official actions. Hunter Biden attempted to enrich himself and the Biden family by threatening official action from his father, who he claims was willing to assist in the scheme. These actions are abuse of power, as well as the following federal crimes or conspiracy to commit the following federal crimes: bribery of public officials, 18 U.S.C. 201, Hobbs Act extortion under color of official right, 18 U.S.C. 1951, honest services fraud relating to use of official position, 18 U.S.C. 1346. Article 2, obstruction of justice. According to testimony from IRS whistleblowers, members of the Biden campaign improperly colluded with Justice Department officials to improperly interfere with investigations into tax crimes alleged to have been committed by Hunter Biden, the filing reads. These acts constitute an abuse of power as well as obstruction of justice, 18 U.S.C. 1505, 1510, 1512. We're going to take a get a traffic update, take about 60 seconds, and then Article 3, which lists fraud, and Article 4, financial involvement in drug and prostitution. That next, I'm Nick Reed. Holler Building Company, if you hate remodeling, I was just at my sister's place, and they had bought this just an incredible, I mean, it's so incredibly picturesque, this beautiful historic home, going into it knowing fully well there, you know, it is absolutely a project home without question. Some people want none of that whatsoever. They don't want to paint. They walk in and the cabinets, they looked at it like, nope, I don't want to mess with it. Holler Building Company, that's the company for you if you're needing to either, you know, get into a new home because you just don't care for the community you're in, or you are having kids and you need extra bedrooms, or the kids are going away and you don't need quite so much room. Holler Building Company, blank slate. You go to their showroom floor and then you just right there like, yeah, those are the backslashes we want. We want the flooring over there. You know, the outside, we want it to look like this and so forth and so forth. Bam. And so day one, when you get in your home, it's exactly the way you want it. It's pretty cool. Holler Building Company, OLLER. Four articles, of impeachment alleging high crimes from Biden introduced. The first, abuse of power, bribery, Hobbs Act extortion, and honest services fraud. The second article, obstruction of justice. The third article, fraud, and it reads, in part, James Biden recruited investors, James being the brother, for business ventures that ultimately failed. There is evidence to suggest that these investment opportunities were sold to investors based on false and fraudulent pretenses and promises. The filing says access to Joe Biden and indications that Joe Biden supported these schemes were used to lure investors into the schemes. These acts constitute fraud or conspiracy to commit fraud in violation of 18 U.S.C., 1943, and 1949. Article 4, financial involvement in drugs and prostitution. Joe Biden and Hunter Biden have a long history of commingled and intertwined finances. Between 2010 and 2019, thousands of dollars of Biden family money was spent on illegal drug transactions and prostitution. Those acts constitute violations of or conspiracy to violate federal drug laws at 21 U.S.C. 841, 842, 843, 846, and federal prostitution laws at 18 U.S.C. 2421, 2421A, and 2422. At the time of the impeachment filing, Republican Representative Greg Stube of Florida said it is time to take action. Quote, it's long past time to impeach Joe Biden. He's undermined the integrity of his office, brought disrepute on the presidency, betrayed his trust as president, and acted in a manner subversive of the rule of law and justice at the expense of American citizens. It also needs to be recognized and understood. I know many of you know this, but you are going to hear the Democrats claim, of course, that, well, there's no evidence. There's no proof. They're going to continue to say this. I imagine if I were the Democrats, I would also say things like, you can't impeach a president for something his son did. That would be a relatively successful talking point because their base wants to feel safe. They want to feel secure. They want to tell themselves that there's nothing here And if you give them nuggets like that, it allows them to put their hands over their ears and go, la, 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 it's all his son, it's all his son, it's all his son. Which, of course, is a shift from before when we've heard that his son is just, you know, somebody who has had some problems in the past. But Joe Biden himself has been out there claiming he's never received any money from any of these countries. He's never done anything wrong. Everything he's done is absolutely right, which is a pretty interesting position to take from someone who claims he knows absolutely nothing of his son's business dealings to then claim to know enough to know that he's not done anything wrong. And of course, you have Claire McCaskill, who believes all of this is simply because Joe Biden loves his son. And Republicans are going after him because he loves his son. That's the motivation behind it. Impeachment and the articles of, whether it's this or something else that gets crafted at a later date, is looking for, is saying it's, again, if you want to try to find some sort of parallel or something analogous, it's like an indictment. It is saying these are the things that we allege have happened. Though it's not saying voting for these means that you're voting that he is guilty on these things. That's not what that says. An article of impeachment, voting in favor of an article of impeachment, is saying, hey, we believe these things happened based on the evidence that exists, and so this needs to be looked into. And there needs to be a trial on it, because we believe that these things have occurred. We believe there's enough proof that these high crimes, misdemeanors, specifically bribery, which again is specifically listed in the Constitution as a reason for impeachment, and then upon conviction, removal from office, which of course is not going to happen. Because Democrats have made it very clear they don't care what evidence exists, they don't care what proof exists, they will not vote to convict. The jury pool is clearly tainted by allies of Biden to the same degree that Trump's jury pool, specifically in Washington, D.C., is tainted by people who hate him and who want him desperately to go to prison. And that's where we are in the United States of America in 2023. The political persecutions continue, unapologetically so. And the announcement on Friday, while some have, there's been, I think, initially a level, there was kind of excitement, finally something's happening. And this belief that the reason that was done is because they've been backed into a corner. They had no other options. The Democrats have backed themselves and the Bidens into this corner. And the room keeps getting smaller and smaller. Nope, this is the escape hatch. This is the ability to not only stamp all of this out, but to exonerate Joe Biden going into his reelection campaign and to give those exoneration talking points to the Democrats. Coming up, Iowa State Fair, some heckling, some rapping from one of the candidates, all next.